Wait, Jerome, why are you always sleeping in class? Wake up! What is it? You don't go to bed in the night?
Yes, miss. But...
But what?
But most of the time, I sell with my mother, miss. Like when them keep dance, miss. Me a fail part, miss.
You're not supposed to be doing that, you know? That is child labor, Jerome. Please ask your mother to come to school tomorrow. I really need to speak with her.
Child labor is an abuse of our children's rights. Help stop child labor. Report suspected cases to the Child Labor Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Call 948-0098.
As we continue our look at Jamaica's efforts to eliminate child labor, we highlight the Child Labor Handbook for Professionals developed by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. This user-friendly handbook is designed to provide guidelines for professionals who may encounter instances of child labor in the course of their work and to assist them in enforcing regulations. The handbook will add to the catalog of resource material available on child labor in Jamaica.
This handbook will be a welcome addition because it enhances the knowledge base of child labor in Jamaica. Resource material on child labor is very scarce. We are largely dependent on our international partners. The handbook is comprehensive and it points to areas that are in need of greater exploitation. It is also guiding us to ways in which we need to work to better address the issue.
Director of the Child Labor Unit in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Marva Zimenez. Now, why is this handbook important? And how will it assist professionals who may encounter cases of child labor? Children's advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison explains.
Indeed, the handbook sensitizes practitioners about how they can detect whether in fact child labor is occurring and how to address the problem if they so find.
Mrs. Gordon-Harrison says the development of the handbook represents a progressive step in the protection of child rights in Jamaica.
We can note this really as the achievement of another milestone by Jamaica along its journey in this area. It really represents a compendium of best practices that emphasize the Jamaican situation and therefore allow for realistic implementation by professionals who may encounter child labor in its several forms. It summarizes the international and local positions that are relevant to the employment of children and by so doing provides access to resource material that treat with this issue.
The Ministry of Labor and Social Security continues to partner with a number of agencies in the efforts to eliminate child labor. These include the Office of the Children's Advocate, the Office of the Children's Registry, Child Development Agency, and several non-governmental organizations, NGOs. Through this partnership, the government was able to make an impact on the lives of close to 2,000 children in Jamaica. Officer for the Tackle Child Labor Through Education Tackle Project, Nasolo Thompson, says based on estimates by the International Labor Organization, there are 20,000 professionals nationally who could utilize this document.
From the Jamaica Constabulary Force to the guidance and counseling staff in the Ministry of Education to the teachers to coaches to medical professionals who are actually seeing the children. So there's a wide variety of people who actually need access to this information, and it's upon us to be able to see the best way in order to get it into their hands.
Project Officer Nasolo Thompson. The production of the handbook was funded with support from the African, Caribbean and Pacific Group of States, ACP Secretariat, and the European Union. Remember, child labor is work that is physically or mentally harmful to children's health and development or interferes with their schooling, homework, rest and playtime. Remember to play your part in the fight against child labor and other forms of abuse. Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-776-8328.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.